Composites Lounge, der Podcast mit Praxiswissen für Unternehmer, Geschäftsführer und Führungskräfte aus dem Bereich der Faserverbund-Werkstoffproduktion und Anwendung. Wir präsentieren dir regelmäßig Innovationen und anwendungsspezifisches Know-how, das deine Leichtbau- und Festigkeitsanforderungen löst. Präsentiert von deinem Host Ilkay Özgesoğlu aus Bayreuth. Good afternoon, dear LinkedIn community and Composites Lounge members. We are at day two and continue strong covering this show. Together with me now is an expert in the recycling field. And as you know, one of my passions is recycling, sustainability. Of course, we want to always get the recycle and sustainability feature with innovation and technology. And that's why Giorgio Betetto of G's Recycling is with me. Giorgio is from Italy. So we had Italy yesterday at Alberto, and we will continue with Italy also later. Thanks for being part of my show.
Very thankful for the big good thing. I'm proud to be here in the Composite Lounge, and I think that is something really interesting. Any opportunities in talking about composite and recycling is positive.
So Giorgio, now you are at the Jack. So what is your impression on this Jack show so far, what you have seen, because you just arrived?
The impression is very good, is full of people. Let we see then what interesting thing, but Jack normally delivers. So I'm used to say that for composite people, going to Jack is like going to Mecca for the Muslim. So it's something that one needs to do. I see that there are a lot of interest and also several proposals for the recycling, and those is always good also because we need any kind of technology for making this sector sustainable.
So now we are middle in the topic. I had Giorgio already in the warm-up lives, but now I took the opportunity and asked Giorgio to bring samples along. And we would like to run through three samples with you so you can see what can be done with recycled materials. And the great stuff is, it is such a robust and very practical to use material. It's very difficult for you guys to assess this, but I had it already in my hands. So I can tell you, please contact Giorgio, and I don't know, can you send samples also to
sure.
your customers?
Sure.
So, and ask for samples and get the feel of these samples. It's really wonderful material. And we will start with sample number one.
A Life Green composite project is a research project founded by European Union, where Plado Stelma and it's a kitchen sink composite kitchen sink maker and GS Recycling, we have developed together a way to recycle the high density composites and solid surface. We have obtained the product, a material that has very good performance, is lighter respect to the solid surface, is recycled content, its recycled content is only the 90, let me say the 96%. It's used, it's done with our proprietary patented technology of mechanical recycling. The performance are on the par with other materials like ceramics or solid surface or natural stone, with a big advantage on the environment, on the cost, on the light material, the lightness of material. This material is light, is 1.1 density, lighter respect the much lighter respect the stone, half respect ceramics. The application may be everything is needed to have a solid material that could be possible to mill to obtain surfaces, forms and so on. Absolutely resistant to water and liquid. very strong flame retardant, and we are seeing already interesting application for flooring, for kitchen tops, and in particular we think that may have a very big role in naval industry, since it's possible to go in substitution of virgin material with obtaining a good performance and lower costs.
So Giorgio, I have now the second piece in my hand, and this second piece is also very compact, very strong. But when we go into kitchens, in architecture, there may be, you know, the eye is buying also a product, we say in Germany. When we have a product like this that goes into architecture, decor and things like that, are there any other colors available? Because the composites have always the same color range. So how do you satisfy color needs, for example?
I know very well this aspect. And is for this we have developed an additional technology where we put on the top of the recycled material, we put a coating, a surface of recycled PMMA and recycled quartz that is possible to have in any kind of color as a traditional solid surface. We have a good, very good performance, and it's fully recycled, and it's possible to have the surface of wish. We in aspect, in this case we have a salt and pepper very fine aspect, but could be totally white, could be on a color on a RAL palette. The performance are those of the recycled PMMA are the same of the virgin material. Still, we have a recycled material with a flexible application, good performance, and interesting costs.
Another great feature and requested feature is, of course, water resistance. Now, there are, of course, sometimes water repellent features, water resistant, and there are so many things, and I'm glad that Giorgio can hopefully explain us to us, because what we have here, this is the number three, is a fisherman's lens. And what's involved? Giorgio, can you explain to us?
One of the really interesting things of the composites are the intrinsic resistance to water. Here we have a product obtained from the works of two different projects, the project Life Green Composite and project Milestone, where we have coated a recycled composite panel. We have coated with a mix of fisherman nets and marine litter. You see in the green color, with the recycled PMMA. This was done to be able to obtain panels for wall coverings or ventilated facades that have a very particular appearance, where each panel will be different slightly one from the other, and it will was conceived to show what is inside the sea and what we need to take away and reuse. In this case, we have recovered and recycled only the kind of fisherman nets that can't be recycled with other technology, because are made with mixed polymer, polyamide, polypropylene, polyester, and so on. And for our process, it's something that is feasible, and the results, I can say, that are quite interesting.
We have now switched places, and that's the beautiful thing about the Jack world here. So many corners, so many nice booths here. As you know, I have interviewed already Roberto Frassine, a professor. Shout out to you at this moment. I know that you are moving between Asso Composite and this booth, and you have a lot of stage presence. So now we are with EUCEA, the European Composites Association, that is the headed by Professor Roberto Frassine. He's the chairman, and we got a managing director, Rafael, but he's also on the road right now. So shout out to Rafael, that, and thank you that we are using your booth for this, because there is a link now between G's Recycling, the products that we showed you before, and the European Commission, because the European Commission decided to support and fund a project. And I would like to ask Giorgio to tell us about the project's aims and the purpose and what is it for. And now listen, it's for the wind blades, one of the biggest challenges of our society.
Refresh project is a European funded large scale recycling of wind blade project. We are partner in this project also with the AUCA and several other partners, and the project will transform the scrap, the wind blade, used wind blade, to transform them in different kind of products using our mechanical recycling technology and other technologies like resin and fiber recovery through pyrolysis and so on. It's a project that will lead to recover 5,000 tons a year of wind blades only in our plant, and plus many other in different, with different technologies, and aims to transform a problem in a resource, and to make also a demonstration on industrial scale of what is possible to obtain from such large composite waste like wind blades. Same thing will the results may be applied to many other large dimension composite waste, like coming from yachting, from cranes, and so on. So I think that it's a really a good opportunity for all the partners, for the UCR, and mostly for the composite world.
So thank you, Giorgio, for all this information. Very, very important. Recycling, ladies and gentlemen, is so much important. As Alan Banks this morning said from Composites UK, one of their focus is sustainability, sustainability, sustainability. And this is the same here. We're all working as an industry on sustainable solutions. And Giorgio, I think you have such a great solution there. I wish you all the success. And thank you once again for filling us in with this. And community, please, please, please contact Giorgio, because it's, I touched it, I'm really fascinated by this.
Thanks, many thanks. It was really a good thing. Let me say that composites are already a very sustainable solution, because composites are last longer, save weight, have a better performance. I said before, if we take away the composite from our life, we go back directly to 1950s. And the sustainability part is something, is an important part, and is something that could be done working, not talking. Thanks to all, and thanks again.
Thank you.
Der Composites Launch Podcast gefällt dir? Dann empfehle diesen bitte weiter. Du willst noch mehr Tipps zu Composites oder Sichtbarkeit in LinkedIn? Vernetze dich mit Ilkay Özgesoğlu auf LinkedIn und trete der exklusiven LinkedIn-Gruppe Composites Launch bei. Dort wirst du dich mit Gleichgesinnten über die neuesten Technologietrends austauschen. Tschüss und auf Wiedersehen!